This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Now time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as he usually is to review the charts that were created out of the work done by his staff at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry charts for the week of October 8th through the 12th. We'll go through the list, the stories, the people. We'll talk about some of them. Let's see what we can garner from Michael's expertise and my having talked on the air about some of these things myself this week. So, Michael, you want to get started with our lists?
Yeah, it's a big week. A lot of things happening from all ends of the spectrum. We have number 10, National Football League action, as I believe we are in the sixth week of the NFL season. And the Major League Baseball playoffs are in full swing, and that is always the most exciting time of year for baseball. At number 9, we have the American Music Award Taylor Swift speech and that New York limo crash. They're tied at number 9. We have a couple of stories tied at number 8, the Clinton speaking tour and the missing Saudi journalist. At number 7, the U.S.-China trade war. At number 6, the Kanye West White House visit. At number 5, Nikki Haley's going to step down and the November midterms. At number 4, the aftermath of the whole Kavanaugh thing and discussion about the Democrats' civility issue. At number 3, the stock sell-off and interest rates. At number 2, the UN climate change report, and that comes hand in hand with the number 1 topic of the week. The number 1 story is the Hurricane Michael slamming the Florida panhandle. On the people survey, we have quarterback Drew Brees. He broke an important record. He's at number 10. At number 9, Jamal Khashoggi, and that's tied with Taylor Swift, an unlikely combination there, but they're both tied at number 9. Nikki Haley is at number 8, Brett Kavanaugh 7, number 6, Kanye West, who dominated a lot of the conversation toward the end of the week. Melania is at number 5, Eric Holder and Michelle Obama at 4, number 3, Bill and Hillary, number 2, good old Mitch McConnell, and number 1, Donald Trump.
So, there you emphasis go. Emphasis on Mitch McConnell on old. Is that being disrespectful? He's probably about our age.
Or maybe a little older. He could even be younger than us. Sometimes I find myself amazed that somebody that I look at and I get the feeling, oh my gosh, old person, and I find out they're 10 years younger than me. I think a lot of it is how you present yourself. And certainly no disrespect was meant to Mitch McConnell because of his age. It's more his crustiness.
So does it sound disrespectful when I refer to him as an old fossil?
Only if you're discussing it figuratively in terms of his political position, is that okay? If you're calling him an old fossil because of his age, well, that's ageism.
It's political.
You could be an old fossil at 40, in that regard. Also, I just want to mention Saturday Night Live. I don't know the name of the comedian who portrayed him because I just watch it on YouTube after the fact because I go to bed early on Saturday.
Good for you, Michael.
The guy that played Mitch McConnell is hilarious, and he presented him as a crusty old fossil. Very funny.
All right.
So there you go.
There that is. That's the list of stories. And the people, well, let's look at the people list as a separate entity, shall we?
Well, it is.
I know it is, but oftentimes what we do is we try to chug into the stories, and we don't take some of the people. And they certainly always apply to the stories. But I was thinking about Drew Brees and all of the good publicity that he's garnering, not only for himself, but the good works that he does, and now the excitement. And I'm not much of a fan, frankly, but I, we pay attention when he did what he did during the hurricane season. But then he's become quite the celebrity on the field. Yes.
Well, he's one of the top quarterbacks of this era. He's actually one of the top quarterbacks of the era that is fading. There's a new era that has already taken hold. It's really evident this season when it comes to quarterbacks. A lot of new young ones that are really good. And Drew Brees, you know, is not going to be around that much longer as a player. But if you play long enough and you play at a steady pace, eventually you break records. And he's played at a steady pace. He's always been very good. Never quite in the Tom Brady, Peyton Manning level, but right in there, you know, almost. And he just broke one of the big records for lifetime passes, yards gained through passing, or something like that. I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But 500, I think it's there's 500 through to 500 touchdowns. Or something. Does that make
sense? I'm not sure. You know, there's a point at which in sports you can make statistics about anything.
Yes, understood.
And the most home runs on a sunny day.
Yes, right.
You know, that's
well, it's like ratings for radio stations.
Right.
You can always be number one in some demographic.
Yes.
Right?
And exactly. And not to take anything away from Drew Brees, but there's always records falling in professional sports.
So let's take this approach. I was eager for you to talk about, the stories floating around this week about number of people going to games and number of people watching games on television, apparently, and listening on the radio. Apparently, this applies both to football and baseball. What do you make of that?
Well, what do I make of what?
The fact that there are fewer people going to the games, fewer people watching television and listening on radio.
Well, first of all, this is a complicated subject. The number of people that attend the games goes up and down based upon whether a team is winning, the nature of the place, and the fact is that it's really not the most pleasant experience to go to a major sporting event unless you like that kind of rowdy, crowded discomfort. And you can't see anything as well as you certainly can see on television. TV is fantastic for sports, and radio... Yep. It's really good for baseball. Baseball and radio just go very well together.
Fun to listen to games on the radio.
Yeah, it's a whole other discussion. But in terms of the ratings, there is a major problem right now in the broadcasting industry. They call it metrics, otherwise known as ratings. The numbers of people that are tuning into something, either on radio or television, there's a big confusion between what's on air and what's online. And as more and more people move to all of these online streaming services, and for both radio and television, I'm willing to bet most of the people listening to our broadcast right now are listening to it online. But you don't get credit in the ratings for that because it's apples and oranges. And talk radio especially suffers from that because I think talk radio is the biggest format of terrestrial radio that's heard online. And people don't even realize they're listening online. They actually just think they're listening to the radio. They're either listening on their smartphone or their tablet or their Bluetooth in the car. It's a very difficult time to get accurate numbers, and I think that a lot of this has reflected negatively on sports, particularly because of the politicization of sports, where people seek victory as opposed to truth. Oh, look, NFL numbers are down because they're taking
another bad headline.
Right. Yeah. So that's the story. That's basically it.
Okay, good. Thank you. Always good to hear from the horse's mouth what the consider you to be the expert when it comes to all sorts of things. Just as an aside, because we'll spend more time on the hurricane, but the way radio stations, I guess I'm proud to be, I have three or four stations that carry this program along the Panhandle and other areas as you go up into where the impact of the hurricane has taken place. I guess we have stations all over the place carrying various programs in every state, but I was particularly interested in Dustin, Florida, where we have a station, in that Panhandle area, and looking at the after effect. You know, at first, the thing worked quick. It was almost opposite of the last hurricane. Fast in and fast out and lots of damage that wasn't expected. And so you look at some of this stuff now, and one of the things that I have tried to focus on is helping people come up with ways to help. Because there are always these people with their hands out, scams everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to look out for that sort of thing. But it's really, don't you think, thinking about how the radio stations respond, there's still 20 stations off the air down there. But the way that they just go, throw the commercials away, let's go for it and help.
Well, radio is very good in these type of natural disasters, particularly when there's no electricity and you know, you have a portable radio.
A Sea Crane radio.
Yeah, right. And this message was brought to you by our friends at Sea Crane. But the truth of the matter is there aren't that many radios out there anymore. People, as I said, are listening on devices. They're listening on their refrigerators and on their car. Whatever the dashboard is turned into. But radio does, and not all radio stations, some radio stations are woefully ill-equipped to handle any kind of problem. They have enough problems playing their automated records.
They'll be home.
But radio stations tend to throw commercials out. Radio stations tend to help each other pool resources. And for the most part, radio is a first responder when the going gets rough out there in terms of the weather and natural disasters.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's a slap on the back for the good people working hard to make sure that everybody knows how to help themselves out of these circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
But
time for us now.
But okay. We should talk a little bit about something you mentioned after the break about the difference between this hurricane and other hurricanes and how it ties into the climate change issue, which was the number two issue of the week on Talk Radio.
Time together. Yes, okay, we'll do that. Matter of moments right now. Let me tie together your need to lose weight, your desire to lose weight, and how to find success in that arena. Success is spelled C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitren, because this company, a family-owned company, been around for 30 years, and they have quietly been helping tens of thousands of people just like you who want to lose weight to be successful. Isn't that what you want? You want to lose the weight safely, intelligently, and you want to keep it off. Wild diets, going to these places and buying lots of food, all of that stuff. It's okay if you think you're getting the results you want, but if you aren't, most people say they aren't, then you turn to Calitren and get the essential active ingredient, which is collagen. Collagen's a protein that helps build muscle, keeps your body healthy and strong, and we stop making it as we get older. So you need to supplement, and that's basically what Calitren's success story is all about. Collagen, protein, builds muscle, pushes out the fat. That's it. Stay on the program, you lose the weight and keep it off. That's it. Absolutely no adverse effects. So help yourself, do the right thing, lose the weight intelligently. Use Calitren. Go to toploss.com. Get the special 10% off deal by checking the box for DJV.
Hey guys, it's Victoria Keelan here from the DJV Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel so much better. I can't tell you how much more energy I have. Hey, it takes a lot to get up early in the morning. So, how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. And let's face it, our food was really different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we all feel so run down. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. Get ready to have more energy. I drink it every morning. It's not available in stores. You have to go to GetTheTea.com. And remember, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitren say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitren is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitren has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitren, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitren, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitren to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TOPLOSS.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TOPLOSS.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, here we are. Yep. A little political discussion off the air. Bring it back around to on air. On air time from on air with the Victoria. I like her handle. You want to send her a note. Twitter handle, on air Victoria. Okay? Richie's is Rich McFadden. Mine is Doug Steffen, or at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so here we go, where they focus on Bill and Hillary. What they used to call it, Billary? Hillary, Billary, Doc.
Billary, yeah.
Runs
Billary.
Up the clock. So now they're going on a speaking tour. They'll make a lot of money. I think it's 19 stops, if I'm not mistaken, starting next week until Christmas time. And they're going to talk about the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, and a thing called love. Maybe not, but they'll have good stories. I don't think there's a more popular person in terms of just attracting a crowd in this country, no matter what the genre, than Bill Clinton. He attracts people love, they with the same degree of animus, they dislike Hillary, or at least some people do. But and yeah, there are people who dislike Bill, but there's something about him that just
it's
people
very
want.
True.
He's dirty.
It's true.
Something about him.
Friends of mine, I'll never forget this. My mom and I belong to an historical preservation group, and so with lots of little old ladies, and they're very, very Republican. And I remember years ago when I was a kid, they met Bill Clinton, and both these two little old biddies, they said, you know, we didn't vote for him, we never would, but you know what? When we met him, we kind of got it. They figured out some secret. They said that they when you meet him in person, he's got this magnanimous kind of aura about him, and they said that they definitely were swooning a bit.
Until you question him about the sexual assault stuff because of all the Kavanaugh. That's kind of the story this week, is that, you know, they're going out on this tour, and Bill really should be just kind of laying low right now and waiting for Elvis to blow over before he comes back out. Because
I know, unfortunately, this has been planned for a while.
Yeah. Right. Now Hillary has to answer to her covering up for Bill and calling these women floozies.
Well, you can be sure any questions from the audience are going to be well screened.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt they're going to be having. Okay, Fred, back in the third row, please.
Right. They pushed Bill a little bit on some news channel the other day, and he got a little testy with them.
Yeah.
Well, he's been pushed on Monica Lewinsky recently.
Right.
And so I think that's where he said, look, you know, I've apologized.
Because of the Me Too.
Yeah, because of the Me Too movement. She's now, Monica Lewinsky has labeled herself as an activist. So she's kind of been a little more visible recently. But, you know, look, if they're going to go out and be on tour together, I don't think it would be Hillary's M.O. to back away from those questions. Maybe Bill doesn't want to answer them, but I think Hillary would. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it should be interesting.
Yeah, what's she going to say?
Power couple. Yeah, what do they say?
Well, I don't know what her answer is going
to
be, but I think she's going
to answer either
Paula
one of
Jones
them.
And all the rest of them, Jennifer Flowers, floozies, trollops, tramps. What's her response to that?
Gypsy,
that's a great question. Then let her answer it.
Yeah. Nah.
I mean, her husband was a serial cheater. I don't know if he was, you know, we don't know if he was a sexual assaulter, like the way that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh was accused of, or, and the Bill Cosby type stuff. I don't know. Did she marry a deadbeat husband? Absolutely. But, you know, that's her choice to stick with him, so.
A deadbeat husband in what way?
Well, he was a serial cheater. To me, that equals a deadbeat husband.
Is that the definition of a deadbeat? Oh, really?
For me, personally.
I thought a deadbeat husband would be somebody who didn't pay his alimony. That
well, that's a deadbeat dad. That's a deadbeat.
It's so transparent. It's just them.
It's a way to make more money.
But you know what, though?
They
how is that any different than Melania and Donald?
$150 million by Melania
right,
and Donald.
How, yeah. How is it any different?
It's not.
No.
Right. So some people choose to stay in bad marriages. It would not. It would never be for me. That's not for me. I wouldn't want it.
I think Donald certainly is attracted to and loves having Melania as his wife, whether he loves her, I don't know. And Melania is there for convenience, and maybe she loves him, too. I don't know. Maybe she does.
So maybe the Clintons have some sort of other love for each other that maybe there's a meeting of the minds
there. I think
they absolutely
do.
I think there is.
Yep.
28 pounds.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It is potentially a really, really terrible situation, so we'll see what happens.
That's President Trump, as the mystery surrounding the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist who's from Saudi Arabia deepens. Jamal Khashoggi, last seen on video, walking into the embassy in Turkey, but he is not seen leaving the building. Some believe he was killed. Now President Trump getting involved, saying he'll be making a call.
Have you spoken to the king of Saudi Arabia about this matter?
I have not. I have not called him. I will be calling him. I will be calling at some point King Solomon.
Turning now to the aftermath of Hurricane Michael, at least 11 people killed and the number expected to rise as first responders go door to door looking for people still unaccounted for. Supplies slowly trickling into the hardest hit areas like Mexico Beach and Panama City. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Time for us to continue here. The charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. They're the focus. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher and host. He's been actually the host of lots of things, good radio programs. He's hosted some fabulous conventions over the years, helped lots of talk radio people establish themselves, their careers, has been the greatest cheerleader. There have been a lot of good cheerleaders. Michael has been the greatest and the person with whom I've been closest over the years in terms of doing this. And I attribute a lot of what has happened here to you and your support. And I think that it's the kind of thing that with some good mentoring...
Yeah, you're very kind.
You always need, you see, never, ever, ever does anybody who's successful do it by themselves. Never.
Now, there's an old saying in publishing, everybody needs an editor, and everybody needs a director.
I needed one on more than one occasion.
But you're very kind. Look, congratulations to you. I think your listeners should know that this month you celebrate your 30th year as a nationally syndicated host. There's been a thread to your company and your independence in the broadcasting business. And I think only Rush Limbaugh of major hosts out there has been on longer than you. And we're only talking about a month or two.
Yeah, he started in August of 88. I started in October.
So that's a very big deal. And congrats to you. But thank you for the nice remarks. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Meanwhile, back at the countdown, the stories, we wanted to add one more piece to this pie here, our discussion of climate change and the people who stick their head in the sand, fossil fuels and burning that. I made one reference this week to sort of make it visual, because I think you have to speak visually. I've been to England 100 times over the years since the 1970s. I remember when I first went there, you know, think of the 70s, it wasn't that long after World War II. There were still buildings being rebuilt after the war. But the buildings were all black. And so I thought to myself, what in the world is that? And it turns out it was the coal dust left from burning all the coal that they did. Cheap yes. coal was all they had for fuel during World War II, and it stayed on the buildings for quite a long time. Anyway, yeah. that's what you're breathing. That stuff goes into your lungs, folks, and also affects the atmosphere.
Right now, with all of the diseases that are around and the increase of cancer and all of that, it's largely attributable to the chemicals that are in our food. That's one of your topics as a small farmer. Yeah. The pesticides, the GMOs, the pollution of our planet and the pollution of our bodies is probably the most important issue of all. You know, I say the biggest things in the 21st century is clean water. The lack of time and privacy. Well, clean water comes into that whole, the environment. And people who don't think that the human race has influence over the environment are woefully out of touch with reality. We have the technology. We can't do it right now because we don't have the will and we don't have the time. It would take about 100 years to do it. But we have already on paper the technology to be able to change Mars. It's called terraforming into another Earth with water, with shrubbage, with trees, and with oxygen. And the way to do it is exactly the same way that what's happening now with the greenhouse effect is by emitting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere of Mars will warm it up enough to make it like Earth. We already can do this. It would take about 100 years to do it. And
let's go.
But the point I'm making is in the far out reaches of science that deals with long-term thinking, this is already on the drawing boards. And that time will pass, and we will do amazing things in the future, just as we have done things today that they never would dream about 100 or 200 years ago. But the point is, if we can turn Mars into an Earth, we can turn an Earth into a Venus. And Venus is the opposite side of the spectrum. Venus might have once been like Earth, but the greenhouse effect created what is now basically a hell. It's so hot on Venus that lead melts. Mm-hmm. And these are fragile ecosystems, and we are part of it. And that's a conversation that has absolutely nothing to do with politics.
Mm-hmm. Right. People make it, they try to make it political, but...
There are people on all sides of that issue that are self-interested, corrupt, seek victory, and seek short-term gains for themselves. But it's really a crime against the future of humanity for us not to think about our children, grandchildren, and future generations.
Well, we better be waking up to... All right, let's not spend all our time there, but it's very important to get that message out. The stock sell-off... I want to do, may we do a little culture, a little pop culture, the Taylor Swift thing, how that impacted, and it has become, like every other damn thing, it has become political, her endorsing some candidates, speaking out about political things. What do you make of that and its impact on her fans?
Well, I think that every American has the right to speak, so I'm not a fan of the shut up and dribble and shut up and sing philosophy. I believe everybody has a right to speak. However, on the other hand, it's not always the smartest thing to do in this politicized age when you have a nice career going, because you will turn off people and not necessarily turn on people. And so there's a certain, it's somewhere between bravery and foolishness to do that. I do believe that all of these entertainment organizations, the Tonys, the Emmys, the Oscars, the AMAs, have kind of besmirched their purity by becoming so political. And I think that it's, on one level, as I said, it's an exercise of free speech. It's part of a democracy in action. And another level, it's kind of stupid because it's not the right forum. I mean, Taylor Swift, it's bad enough that we have to listen to her.
Oh!
I have nothing against the young lady. I think she's a talented singer. But the way she dominates pop culture and pop music, and she's standing in the way of so many other artists because the music industry is so crippled. It's so bankrupt of street and new ideas and new groups and new singers and songwriters and recording techniques. It's so stagnant for so many years. She stands in my mind as one of she's the poster girl of non-change. If the record industry had their way, she would just remain the top pop star for the rest of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my view. I'm sorry. I believe in a robust, changing art field where new artists are constantly coming up and trends are changing. Maybe it's just my background following groups like the Beatles. And look at the way the Beatles changed in 6 years. The Turtles. The Turtles.
Oh, come on.
The Zombies.
Actually, Flo and Eddie are responsible for that. The bill the president signed the other day, that came out of that suit.
You're right.
From the early 70s to 60s when those guys weren't getting paid. Phil Spector screwed literally and figuratively everybody he could. Remember Ronnie Spector sued him for $10 million and got every penny of it because
she was married to him.
And she was married to
him.
The
one that really got screwed is a woman named Darlene Love.
Darlene Love. Oh, my God. Yeah, she didn't become the lead singer of the Ronettes because she wouldn't sleep with him. Yeah. And the same was true with Mary Wells. Not Mary Wells. Mary, the Supremes. Mary.
Mary. Yeah.
You know who I mean.
Yeah.
Mary, whoever. Mary was the better singer.
Yeah, okay. There was Diana. Diana Ross.
Mary.
Mary Birdsong.
Wilson,
no.
Thank you.
Okay.
I saved that bacon here.
Florence Ballard. And then there was another one. Then
there were
five Supremes.
The only person who would sleep with Berry Gordy was Diana Ross, and so she became the lead singer.
Is that true? I didn't even know that.
That's absolutely true.
Wow. Yep.
Take it to the bank. There you go. All right. We got to get to this. I've been chopping at the bit a bit all morning because I am such a fan of Cousin Bruce, and I know that he's in the spotlight. Excuse me, of the Michael Harrison interview. You caught up with the cuz.
Yeah, I got a good one there.
If there's an icon, never mind in music radio, this guy's 87 years old, if I have my numbers right, or pretty damn close to it, and he's still on the air, and he still sounds fabulous. He still sounds like Bruce. Yeah. I knew him and worked with him back in the in the early days of this incarnation in the early 90s. And his wife is a hoot, too. But he really is. He is the real deal. And we'll talk about that with Michael in a few moments. First, speaking about having a good, long, healthy life, you can take the right steps to getting to a good, healthy place because all of your health comes from having a healthy gut. Don't have healthy stomach and colon, you will not be healthy, period. All the disease, discomfort that you have in your life comes from a messed up colon, eating the wrong foods, having too much unhappiness, if you will, in your gut, the minimally processed foods and the nourishment or lack thereof that comes when you eat the food that has toxins and molds and parasites, bacteria, all that yuck. Time for you to clean your body, to power wash the insides of your body with Life Change Tea. It'll do it. It's a proprietary herbal formula cast from teas all grown in America, all organic, all natural. And this is the real deal. There are a lot of other formulas at GetTheTea.com, but this is the best one. Get started. Cleanse your body. Look what they have at GetTheTea.com. You got to order it there. You can't get it in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they ship it to you without cost. So you want more energy, a healthier body? Drink a cup every day. That's what I do. You'll find it at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea will do just that. Cleanse your body. Get ready for more of everything that's good. Ship it free by using the code DJV at GetTheTea.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories. First of all, the week is the second week, full week of October the 8th to the 12th. That's where we are focused. The number 10 item on the list, all the focus on what's going on in the NFL. Well, actually, more to the point, lack of important viewership, listenership, and attendance at both football and baseball games. Number 9, everybody's talking about Taylor Swift and her speech at the AMAs. Number 8, the Clintons going on the speaking tour circuit. Number 7, the China trade war still hasn't been settled or figured out yet. Kanye West going to the White House, number 6. Nikki Haley stepping down at the UN, number 5. The aftermath of the Kavanaugh hearings is 4. Stock market sell-off, number 3. The climate change report, number 2 from the UN. And Hurricane Michael, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Griebel.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. On the people list at the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, I don't know, there are a couple of surprises here, like Drew Brees, great football player, getting a lot of attention this week. Taylor Swift at number 9, Nikki Haley number 8, Brett Kavanaugh number 7, Kanye West number 6, Melania Trump number 5, Eric Holder number 4, Bill and Hillary number 3, Mitch McConnell number 2, Donald Trump number 1. As sort of an extra, Michelle Obama got a lot of attention this week for her explaining what the relationship is like between she and George Bush. It's really fun and been reported widely, and people love that kind of stuff. So that's in there as well, or ought to be. Michelle Obama, I think she appeared in a couple of talk shows, and that was the outcome. So that's the people list. All of these things put together by the hardworking staff at Talkers Magazine. Find the list every week at talkers.com. All right, so Michael Harrison, the Michael Harrison interview with Bruce Morrow. Tell us about that.
Well, Cousin Brucey, let's just put it
Cousin
this way.
Brucey!
I listened to him when I was 11 years old.
Of course you did.
11 years old, he was one of my radio idols, and he remained big through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and into the 2010s, where he is still a major player on the air.
Yep.
He also owned a chain of about 80 stations at one point, but he sold them and became very wealthy.
Yep.
But he is on Sirius XM satellite radio in their 60s and 6 channel, and he does several shows a week, and they're very, very, very good.
Very popular.
Their combination,
he's very stable, very steady.
Yeah.
He's a steady voice.
And so I captured a portrait of him, mhinterview.com. If you love radio, you're going to love that conversation. It's one of my best podcasts, mhinterview.com.
and the story of Bruce, there were other great, Dan Ingram. I mean, there's some great names that come out, and some of the people listening may remember them. And mostly those guys were New York guys, but the guys who were in Robert W. Morgan, some of the guys that were big in Los Angeles and the Dick Biondis of Chicago. Every city had a guy or two like Morrow. In Boston, I can think of Bruce Bradley and Arnie the Woo. And Dick Summer.
You know, what's amazing about Morrow is that he's still doing it.
Yeah.
And he's still doing it in a big-time way. He's not on some retirement community little radio station in Florida.
No.
You know,
and people love him there. They love to work with him because he's such a nice guy. A fabulous guy.
Very positive.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased with it. I captured it. I wanted to have that. And it's very
good. You did. Yeah. All right. Catch it. At mhinterview.com. Check out talkers.com as well today, 10 before the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues, my pleasure to introduce you to Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the Prof. Anybody call you the Prof? That's what I always used to call the professors. The teachers were Profs. Did you call them that when you were in school?
We used to refer to that. No, they refer to me as Professor. I'm still getting used to the fact. When I cross campus, young women hold doors open for me.
That
makes me feel old.
That's that gray hair that does it. You still have all your hair, though. That's a good thing.
That's the good part.
It is the good part. All right, let's talk about the bad part of this hurricane. Number one issue this week, story about the hurricane and all the damn scams. You, beside being college professor, law professor, have the leading website in the country on scams called scamicide.com, which is supposed to help inform all of you about the dangers of scams. In this circumstance, there is a myriad of stuff that you got to look out for. So where do we start?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for the people who are actually in the affected area, FEMA will be there, the insurance companies will be there, but the scammers will be the true first responders.
Yep.
They'll be there posing as insurance companies, posing as FEMA, asking for your social security number and even sometimes credit card numbers and stealing their identity. See, you never give that information to anyone unless you've confirmed they're legit. For the rest of us who want to help, That's the thing where there are so many phony charities, and frankly, there are even some so-called legit charities that will accept your donation and spend most of the money on paying themselves salaries. So the thing to do is make it easy on yourself. First of all, if you get a call on the phone, and you can get a call on the phone from a charity even if you're on the do not call list, because that's an exception. But if you get a call on the phone, you get contacted with a text message or whatever, you never know who's really contacting you. So the best place to go, I found, is a place called charitynavigator.org. It's a free website. You can look up the charities, and you'll find they'll even have a special section there of charities helping the victims of Hurricane Michael. You can find out which ones you get the most bang for your buck, where it's actually going to help people, and which ones are scams.
Uh-huh. And the same can be said, if I may, I stay away from the Red Cross. This month, it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You see Susan G. Komen and that bunch around everywhere. The woman that ran it is up for the UN position, makes it more notable and timely to discuss what a horrible job she did running that charity and how the money has been distributed in places that will never do any woman who has breast cancer or has the worry about it any good. And I don't know whether you want to talk about that or not. But.
You know, I don't know enough about the specific amounts with her and that charity, but it's not unusual to have that happen. Also, this being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there'll be a lot of companies that will have the pink ribbon and be telling you that they're contributing to breast cancer charities. Find out which cancer charities they're contributing to. Find out if they really are, because there's a lot of abuse of that symbol with people who really want to help and then get taken advantage of.
Right. All right. So here's, I guess, the amusing story in the countdown. Number six is Kanye West visiting the White House. I don't know about the legal aspects of this, but knowing that his password is 000000 is kind of fun. And the whole atmosphere, what a circus that was.
It is just it was a zoo. I was watching that on the news, the video of Kanye West at the White House, and it was kind of interesting because I do remember during hurricanes during President Obama's tenure in office, and then Private Citizen Trump was criticizing him for not giving it his attention, and I look at what is Trump doing, and I don't think he has to be meeting 24 hours a day with it, but it's funny to see him talking with Kanye West, and like you say, that paragon of security with a password of all zeros.
All right, quick comment from you about the Clintons going on a speaking tour. And what sort of fate, what kind of danger is there in that?
Well, you know, it's one of these things, you know, take the money and run. It'll be interesting. I haven't seen what the, you know, what the substance is going to be. You know, both of them are intelligent, interesting people. So it'll be interesting to see how much of it is self-serving, how much of it is just to make money, and
all of
how much of it is real politics.
Yeah, all of it is self-serving, I think. The fact that they made $150 million so far individually on the speaking circuit, now let's add a few more mil. Nothing wrong with that. It's just an interesting combination to see the two of them together that way.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.